Leftists back down on plans to create list to block Trump backers from jobs. By Kyle Morris on November 12, 2020. The Trump Accountability Project, which targets supporters of President Donald Trump by adding them to a list and holding them accountable after the election, has announced that it is no longer active. The announcement was made on the project's website, which has been promoted by former Pete Buttigieg staffer Hari Sivakumar. The Trump Accountability Project was started because we believe restoring democratic norms are vital to protecting America's future, read a statement on the website. It went on. A critical part of making sure the nation never finds itself in this position again is to make sure those members of the Trump administration responsible for loosening the guardrails of our democracy are not rewarded with book deals, TV contracts, or six-figure salaries in the private sector based on that experience. According to the project, which was met with harsh criticism from conservatives, the decision came after Joe Biden, the mainstream media's projected winner of the presidential election, called for unity in America. Ultimately, however, the goal of the project was to play a part in restoring the soul of the nation, and will follow President-elect Biden's lead to get us there, the statement concluded. Accordingly, in the spirit of the President-elect's call to build a more united country, this project will no longer be active. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, fought back against those who were behind the project, writing last week in a tweet, "We will not back down, and we will not cower in fear." Several Pete Buttigieg staffers, including Hari Sivakumar, are attempting to blacklist anyone who has worked for the leader of the free world, Blackburn wrote. "We will not back down, and we will not cower in fear." Before its cancellation, Blackburn had insisted that she wanted the activists to add me to the list. "If by undermining America you mean stopping Democrat socialists, not defunding police and blocking the Green New Deal, add me to your list," Blackburn wrote at the time, adding the hashtag #MAGA. The far-left initiative has been promoted by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who wrote in a tweet, "Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future." Lol at the party of personal responsibility being upset at the idea of being responsible for their behavior over last 4 years, she added in another tweet. Jennifer Rubin, a Washington Post columnist and a consistent never-Trumper, said in a tweet that any Republican who challenges the results of the presidential election should be disqualified from holding public office and not welcome in polite society. "Any are now promoting rejection of an election or calling to not to follow the will of voters or making baseless allegations of fraud should never serve in office. Join a corporate board, find a faculty position or be accepted into polite society," Rubin wrote. "We have a list. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.